Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. God often manifests Himself in ways that will let us know that only He could have done a thing. In today's message, Victory in Jesus, God let Gideon know that he had too many soldiers to fight in the battle ahead. God wanted to ensure that he alone would receive the glory. After the message, you will be asking yourself, am I allowing God to get the glory out of my life? And you will learn that we are truly only victorious in God.
Judges 7 chapter, and we're going to start reading at the second verse. Then the Lord said to Gideon, these are too many people with you for me to hand over Midian to them. Otherwise Israel will boast about themselves against me, saying, my own power has rescued me. So now proclaim in the ears of the people, whosoever is afraid and trembling, let him turn back and leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men returned home, but 10,000 remained. Then the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many people. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Therefore it shall be that he whom I say to you, that is the one shall go with you, he shall go with you. But every one of whom I say to you, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, you shall separate every one who laps the water with his tongue as a dog lap, as well as every one who kneels down to drink. Now the number of those who lapped the water, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people kneeled down to drink. And I want to talk to you this morning, glory to God, about victory in God. Now we know according to Zechariah 4:6, he said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. So here we find out, glory to God, that God was saying to Gideon, he said, listen here, glory to God, hallelujah, you got too many men, glory to God. If I, glory to God, allow y'all to go out and fight the Midianite, and glory to God, you win the war, glory to God, you're going to say that you did it by your own might. Now here we see, glory to God, this was a great test for Gideon. Faith. 32,000 men was already overmatched by 135,000 Midianites. Yet God thought his army was too big, glory to God. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many. I cannot deliver the Midianites into their hand, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength have saved me. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God, we're living in a time, glory to God, that people has been self-sufficient. Yes. Is an enemy. I want you to know that's what self-sufficient is. It is an enemy when it causes us to believe we can always do what we need to be done in our own strength. Somebody ought to say something. I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, that we're living in a time and an hour. God wants us to trust in him. He told us in his word, he said, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me. And I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, God is fixing to give us the victory. But glory to God, hallelujah, he's looking for people that's going to depend upon him. He's looking for people that's going to trust in him. Glory to God, hallelujah. So he began to let him know, glory to God, he went down, glory to God, from 32 to 10,000 men. Yes. And when he got to 10,000 men, glory to God, he still told Gideon, you got too many. Yes. Glory to God. With a small army, they would really know without a shadow of a doubt that victory came from God. Yes. And I'm telling you, glory to God, God finna do something that man gonna know that it had nothing to do with man, but it had everything to do with God. Yes. I come to tell y'all this morning, glory to God, hallelujah, God is about to give us the victory. But glory to God, we got to be like Gideon. We got to be spiritual-minded people. We got to walk in the spirit, glory to God, hallelujah. We can't may trust our flesh, glory to God, hallelujah, to get the job done. We're living in the time and the hour, glory to God. You got to trust God with all that is in you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Listen here, glory to God. What did he say in the third verse, in the fourth verse?
And the Lord said unto Gilead.
And the Lord said to Gilead.
The people are yet too many.
You still got too many people.
Bring them down.
He said, listen here, glory to God. You still got too many. You're narrowing me down. I can imagine Gilead was thinking. You would narrow me down to 10,000. And you tell me now, I still got too many. Do you know that great army that I'm about to face? Glory to God, 135,000. But I want you to know, glory to God, I believe Gilead. Yeah. Say, I'm going to trust God in this matter. I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't care what your situation is today. It's time to trust God in that matter. I don't care what you're going through out in Nebai, Rebosia, out in radio land. It's time to trust God with the matter. Glory to God, hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. I come to tell you, Gilead, you couldn't look at the army because it was 135,000. He didn't have but 10,000. And here it is, God said, you got too many. Somebody ought to shout glory. God said, I'm finna test them for you, Gilead. I'm gonna take them down to the water. Glory to God, hallelujah. All them that lapped the water like a dog. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. That was some 3,300 that cut their hands and got water in it, and they begin to lap like a dog. You know how a dog lap water. Glory to God, hallelujah. God said, these are men's right here. I want you to know, glory to God. God looking for faithful people. God ain't looking for, glory to God, hallelujah, a big crowd. He's just looking for faithful people because he's about to do something. God is about to do something that's going to dumbfound, glory to God, the people of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's going to dumbfound this world.
Glory.
And I want you to give me Isaiah 42:8-9.
Oh, yes.
Isaiah 42:8-9.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
This is my name.
This is my name. Listen here. He said, I am the Lord. This is my name.
And my glory will I not give.
He said, my glory I will not give to another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, in the past, there's been such a self-sufficient. And that is an enemy when it causes us to believe we can always do what needs to be done in our own strength.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to shout glory. He tested Paul like that. Listen here, glory to God, hallelujah. Paul said, glory to God, my God, even though he was going through a weakness, he said, glory to God, then am I strong. Somebody ought to shout glory. Because you know what Paul was doing? He was trusting in Jesus. I want you to know, glory to God, saints of God, we got to trust in God. Despite of what the situation is, we got the trust in God. What did he say, Sussan?
My glory will I not give to
another. He said, my glory will I not give to another.
Neither my praise to graven images.
And listen here, I ain't going to give my praise to graven images.
Behold, the former things are come.
Listen here, he said, the former things has what?
Come to pass.
Come to pass.
And new things do I declare.
Listen here, he said, new things do I declare. God is doing a new thing in this hour. Somebody ought to shout a new thing. A new thing, glory to God. And you look, glory to God, we go back to Judges 7:4. And the Lord said to Gilead, there are still too many men. Take them to the water to drink. I will choose them for you. He didn't tell Gilead to choose them. He said, I'm going to choose them. And I promise you, glory to God, this is the hour that we're living in. God is doing the choosing. Glory to God, hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I will choose them for you. I say that one shall go with you, then take him. Who I tell you shall go, then you take him. If I say that one should not go with you, then do not take him. Somebody ought to shout glory. Because God, glory to God, hallelujah, was narrowing this thing down. Somebody ought to shout glory. And he kept on, glory to God, until he brought it down to 300 men. Glory to God, he brought it down to a point that man was going to know. Man had nothing to do with it. But God did this thing. I come to tell y'all, glory to God, there's some miracles finna happen. Man ain't going to have nothing to do with it. Man going to know it was God. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to tell you, glory to God, there's some situation in your life. Man finna know. Man ain't had nothing to do with it. Man been getting the glory. God. But God God said, no more. Look at somebody and say, no more. No more will man get the glory. God said, I will not give my glory to another.
Hey, hallelujah.
You see what he said in the sixth verse?
And the number of them that leapt.
And the number of them that leapt.
Putting their hands to their mouth.
Putting their hand to their mouth.
For 300 men.
For 300 men. These was obedient. So God said, they got to go down there and they got to lap water like a dog.
Yeah.
I come to tell y'all, glory to God, hallelujah. It's going to call for obedience in this hour. Yeah. Somebody want to shout glory. God gave Gideon the instruction. And Gideon gave the people the instruction of what God had told him. But yet and still, you had some that went down there and did it their own way. And I want you to know, glory to God, they were the one that God sent back to the tent. They were the one that God said, send them home, Gideon. I can't use them. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to tell you, glory to God, God can't use people that doing it their way. But he's looking for somebody that says God way. Somebody ought to shout glory. I'm going to do it God way or no way at all.
Glory to God.
So what they do?
But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees.
Listen here. They bowed down on their knees.
To drink water.
To drink water. That wasn't what God said.
Sure enough.
That wasn't what he said. God looking for a bunch of obedient people
now.
Yes. And the Lord told Gideon with the 300 men who lapped, I will rescue you.
Oh.
Listen here, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to give you the victory.
Yeah.
Ah, God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you the victory. And that's what God wants us to know, glory to God. Obedience will cause you to get the victory. That's what I want to say to you. Obedience will cause you to get the victory. Let me tell you something. You can't live like you want to live. You can't do what you want to do, glory to God. We're going to have to follow the instruction of God. Somebody ought to shout glory, hallelujah. If he said, be ye holy, for I am holy, then honey, we got to be holy. If he said, glory to God, hallelujah, strive for peace with all mankind. He meant what he said. We got to strive for peace with all mankind. But holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It got to be done the way he said it. You can't do it your way. Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I am the life. No man can come to the Father except that they come by me. Let me tell you something, glory to God, hallelujah. You've been used to doing it your way, but I come to tell you, glory to God, that's why you haven't got the victory. But I come to tell you today, you can get the victory. Just do it God's way. My God, the Bible declares, he said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Somebody ought to shout glory. They could not get the victory, glory to God, except glory to God, hallelujah. It got to be done God's way. So the men that was obedient,
yes,
God used them. And he said, they go, listen here. These three, with these 300 men who lapped, I'll rescue you. And will hand over the medias to you. Let me tell you one thing, glory to God, hallelujah. Let all the other people, let them go. Let them go, each man to his own tent.
Yes.
Come on, glory to God, let them go. And that's what we've been doing for so long, holding on to fleshly minded people, holding on to people that want to do it their way. It don't take a large number of people to get the victory. It don't take a large number of people to get the job done. God said, what I'm looking for now is faithful and dedicated people. Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Not people with their own mind. Not people with their own agenda. Glory to God, hallelujah. But people that will obey me. People that will take heed to instruction. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then he went on to say, let all the people go, each one to his home. So the 300 men took people, they did what, sister?
Took victuals in their hand.
They took victuals in their hand. In other words, they took, glory to God, the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
They took the food from the hands of those that God told Gideon to let go.
Yes.
Listen here what he did. In their hand, and Gideon sent them away, and the other men of Israel, each to his tent. but kept the 300 men.
Yes.
He kept the 300 men. What they had, God said, I'm going to take it from you now, and I'm going to give it to them. Come on, the ones that are obedient.
Yes.
Somebody going to shout, glory. You that had talent, you that could sing, but now you wouldn't sing. God said, I'm taking it now. I'm going to get to somebody that you thought couldn't sing, but I'm going to put anointing on my so-called. I'm going to put anointing on their life. You could have prayed, but you wouldn't pray. Now I'm going to give it to somebody else. There's a harvest coming. Oh, glory to God. I come to tell you today. Preachers, be encouraged. A harvest is coming. A harvest is coming, glory to God. And those that could have helped that wouldn't help. God said, I'm taking what you had. I'm taking that from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You could have spoke a word. You could have preached a word. But that food now, glory to God, I'm going to take it from you. And I'm going to give it to another one. Somebody ought to shout, glory. We better wake up and we better know that's victory in God. We better know God is about to do something. We better know, glory to God, he's about to do a new thing in the earth. You better know, glory to God, hallelujah. God Almighty finna show himself mighty and strong. And man ain't gonna get no credit out of what God finna do now. Man gonna know it was God. Nobody gonna be able to say that I did it. Somebody ought to shout, glory. Nobody be able to say that person was under me when they got healed from cancer. Oh no, baby, glory to God. Because they're going to know it was God that did the healing. It had nothing to do with you. But man been so, glory to God, caught up with trying to show themselves to be somebody they are really not.
Hallelujah.
What'd he say?
All the rest of Israel, man, every man into his tent, and retained those 300 men.
Mm-hmm.
And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley.
Yes.
And it came to pass the same night.
Came to pass the same night.
That the Lord said unto him.
Lord said to Gideon, arise, go down to the camp.
Yes.
Now Gideon was a little fearful, and God understood that. So God began to let him know, listen, be you fearful going, listen, you take your servant with you. Read on.
And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down into the host.
Mm-hmm.
They went, then went he down with Pharaoh his servant unto the
outside. Listen, he went with Pharaoh his servant.
Unto the outside.
Down to the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear what they say. And afterward, I told y'all, he was a little fearful.
Yeah.
But here it is, glory to God. God said, I want you to go down there. Because when you go down there, you're going to hear something. You're going to hear a dream. And when you hear this dream here, it's going to encourage and strengthen your faith. God got a way to strengthen your faith. Glory to God, hallelujah. I come to tell you, glory to God, you might be a little fearful. But I come to tell you, God said, I got a way to strengthen your faith.
Yeah.
And glory to God, what did he say, Sister Cynthia?
When the Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream.
That was a man that told a dream.
To his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream.
Listen here, he said, behold, I dreamed a dream.
And Lord, take a barley bread, tumble out of the host of Midian.
Listen, a cake of barley bread, tumble.
Into the midst. Of Midian.
Of the Midian.
And came into a tent. And smote it and it fell. And it overturned it. Then the tent lay alone.
Glory to God. God was letting him know and encouraging him what he finna do.
So
listen carefully. I had a dream. There was a loaf of barley. Turning. He began to tell them, glory to God, how that it was tumbling into the camp of the media.
Yes.
And it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell. Glory to God. But this was the Midianites. Glory to God. And God gave him this dream. And his friend replied, this dream is nothing less than the sword of Gilead.
Yes.
The son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given media and the entire camp into his hand.
Yes.
I come to tell y'all, God finna give us the victory. I said, God finna give you the victory. I don't care what your situation is, but God fixing to give you the victory.
Yes.
And when Gideon heard the count of the dream and its interpretation, he bowed down. Wasn't nothing else he could do but worship God. Somebody ought to shout glory. God said, in other words, now I'm going to give you confirmation. I'm going to let you know, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm with you. I'm going to let you know, glory to God, I'm about to give you the victory. And I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, God is about to give us the victory. Somebody ought to shout glory. Even in this pandemic, God God is about to give us the victory. Glory to God. I don't care what the situation looked like. God is about to give you the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep it in mind today. God is about to give me the victory. I don't care what you're going through in your body. God is about to give you the victory. I don't care about the devil trying to confuse your mind. God is about to give you the victory. Somebody ought to shout victory. It's victory in Jesus. It's victory, Babanshe. It's victory in Jesus. And God is about to give us the victory. Then he turned to the camp of Israel and said, arise. The Lord has given the camp of Midian into your hands.
Yes.
Listen here, he said, arise. He told Israel, he got in that camp and he said, listen here, arise. God done did what? Give the camp of Midian into your hands. Yes. Stay with me, Sister Cynthia. Yes. He divided the 300 men into three companies, in other words, groups, three groups. And he put trumpets and empty pitchers in the hand of all of them with torches inside the pitcher.
Yes.
And he said to them, and listen here, glory to God, in these here 300 men was types of preachers. And they were types of preachers that preach in the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said they were types of preachers of the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the trumpet was a picture of preaching Christ crucified. Their torches light represented the holy conduct of the preacher. Your holy conduct. You got to have a holy conduct. You got to be right. Glory to God. In order that God, glory to God, can win this battle in this hour through you. Somebody ought to shout glory. And he said to them, look at me. Then do otherwise. When I come to the edge of the camp, do just as I do. When I and all who are with me blow the trumpet, the ram horn, then all around the camp, you also blow the trumpet and shout for the Lord and for Gilead. Glory to God, because God was giving Gilead the victory. And that's what God wants you to know today. Despite of what you're going through, despite of what's going on around you, glory to God, hallelujah, God wants you to know, I'm going to give you the victory. God said in his word, I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. I'll be with you till the end of the world. I want you to know, just believe God. Just trust God. Take him at his word. Believe God. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't care what the eye try to show you. I don't even care what the body try to make you feel like. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just knowing this, that you have the victory. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. Keep walking in the spirit. Know that you have the victory. I have the victory in Christ Jesus.
Through today's message, we have learned that victory is in Jesus. Anything that we accomplish or obtain, it is all because of him. If we are to overcome in this life, we must rely on God and God alone. Victory indeed belongs to Jesus. Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.